Good afternoon.
Let's start with your story. You moved from Iraq through Jordan to Prince George. How did you end up in Prince George, and why did you have to leave?
Because in Jordan, you cannot stay in Jordan a long time, just for 3 months, and cannot work in Jordan. Then I went to immigration about move and go another country, not special in Canada. Any country safe to me and my family. Then immigration talk with my husband about employ work in immigration about living in Canada.
Tell us a little bit about what life was like in Iraq and how you came to move first to Jordan. Why did you leave Iraq?
Because my husband, he was work in a newspaper, journalist. He wrote for news and what happened to the country. Then some people called to my husband, yes, and talk with him. If he didn't leave the newspaper, don't call him. And my husband ignored that. He think that's not true, just talk. After that, again, these people talk with my husband, the same reason. And then my husband decided you should leave and go to my family in Iraq and stay. Then my father talk with my husband, you should go leave Iraq because that's not safe. These people, you can find my husband and can call him if found my husband.
Mm.
Yes.
And who was making that threat? Was it, I understand it was ISIS?
Yeah, I think ISIS, because no one do that. Not anyone you can make that.
How afraid were you? I mean, these would be pretty real threats coming from ISIS. How did you feel when your husband told you that had happened?
Yeah, sure, I am afraid. Special my sister before me, her husband killed because he is work arm. Then I am thinking all the time and scared all the time. Yeah, that is too bad.
Hmm. And so you eventually came to Canada, and did you know right away where you were going to go in Canada?
No, just told me go to Canada. Then I felt heavy, just.
When you found out it was Prince George, what did you know about Prince George?
I don't know anything, just I see in the picture, and a small city, not big. Then when I come and see Prince George, I enjoy in Prince George because it's small and quiet. Yeah, and all people, when you see to me and I wear the hijab, then not talk with me about this hijab. No, smile. Just a smile to me. That is happy to me because not different.
So you have found that people in Prince George have been very nice, have been welcoming, have smiled?
Yes.
Did you expect that?
Yeah, sure.
And what I mean, over these last 4 months that you have been in Prince George, what has life been like for you? What have you been doing?
I went to church, Catholic church, and I meet some people in church and see to my family and me, hello and welcome, and invite to lunch. That is good. And now I learning in IMSS. And sometimes the people come to home and talk if I need anything.
What about you and your husband? Do you have jobs? Are you working?
No.
Have you been looking?
Yeah, because my husband learning English and me.
Did you know English before you moved to Prince George?
No, just little in school and university in Iraq.
Okay, wow. That's impressive that you're able to speak English as well as you do then.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, given what has just happened in Beirut and in Paris and some of the other attacks, some people are talking about whether or not we should let refugees into the country. There's some concern about 25,000 Syrian refugees coming to Canada. Have you been following this debate?
I think these people, you should come to Canada because in Syria and Iraq, that ISIS in Syria stay and kill children and women and senior. I think you should people and the government reconsider this decision and keep this promise to come to Canada.
What do you hope you can do in Prince George? You've been there 4 months, and do you have a dream for what your life will be in Prince George?
Yeah, I hope to study in university and my husband get a good job and a good future for my son.
And how old is your son?
4 years old.
4 years?
Yes.
Wow, is that who I hear with you now?
Yes.
Very good. And so you just have the one child?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, Hanine, and the best of luck to you and your family.
Thank you.